Hi, I am Kawecha Kaunda. My father, Kenneth David Kaunda, was the first president of a free Zambia, and he was a tireless advocate for true independence, not just political, but economic and cultural independence as well. He understood that the end of colonial rule was not an end of the struggle for African nations. Today, I want to talk about the falsehood of democratic colonialism and the persistence of neocolonialism. This is no democracy in being colonized against your will. The colonial powers of the past often call themselves democracies, but for the colonized, there was never any freedom, never any voice in choosing their fate. But the colonial empires may have vanished, but have they truly disappeared? Neocolonialism, the use of economic, political, and cultural pressures to dominate, is alive and well. It generates through systems established by the West, global financial institutions, trade agreements, and geopolitical alliances that keep many African countries under the influence of former colonial powers. Under neocolonialism, there is still no democracy for the affected. Take, for instance, the elections in many countries. If a nation dares to elect a leader who does not align with Western interests, the consequences are swift. Sanctions, political threats, or worse, outright interference. This is not democracy. It is control disguised as freedom. Africa is no stranger to these pressures. True democracy is about self-determination, and it is time for Africa to claim it. Thank you for listening. I am Kawecha Kaunda, and I will see you next time here on RT.